The United States government has banned its agencies from using products made by the Chinese tech giant Huawei, and the company's been blocked from Australia's 5G network on security grounds. But the West Australian government is continuing full steam ahead with a Huawei-built communication system for Perth's train network. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
When the US Justice Department announced fraud charges against Huawei in January, the WA government promised to review the $200 million contract it signed with the Chinese tech giant. The contract is for a new digital radio system for Perth's metro trains. The review's now done, and the WA Transport Minister, Rita Saffiotti, says the project will go ahead.
The Huawei UGL representatives confirmed they would be able to source equipment required for the project. The state government will continue to monitor this contract with the involvement of other key state agencies.
WA's Shadow Transport Minister, Lisa Harvey, remains wary.
She hasn't addressed the security issues, the safety issues.
A lot's happened since the WA government inked its Huawei deal last July. Apart from the US Justice Department allegations, the Australian government banned the company from the rollout of the nation's 5G mobile infrastructure on national security grounds. Tommy Uren is an analyst with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute Cyber Centre, and he argues it may have been too difficult for the WA government to sever ties with Huawei.
I think once contracts are signed, it's always hard to get out of them unless there are a sort of get-out clauses written in before. And I think the allegations in the indictments about Huawei are just so unexpected that they're not the sort of things that you would normally write into a contract beforehand.
We do now know that there are allegations that this company offered bonuses to employees prepared to steal information from other companies. Is that the kind of entity that an Australian government should be dealing with in this way?
Look, I think absolutely not. But I think there's this... I think to me, having worked in government, it's more about the way governments make decisions. And so that they have sort of different checkpoints you have to get through. And once that checkpoint's passed, people almost don't want to revisit it.
In a statement, a Huawei spokesman said it is the world's largest provider of telecommunications equipment and has reached this position by being a trusted and innovative company. He added Huawei is delivering communications technology to rail projects in Europe and Asia and has been involved with Sydney's metro rail system for close to 10 years.
Eliza Borello reporting, and in a statement, the WA Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti said national security agencies have confirmed the contract hasn't raised security concerns because it's for a closed network carrying non-sensitive information.